Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. Oh, my goodness. And I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I started these shows because I was looking for answers to life's questions, and I wasn't always sure even what the question was. So I was guided to start a show to provide answers to others, because sometimes it's when you give answers to someone else, you begin to hear the answer for yourself. At least for me, that works. So I find that the people who call in and ask questions are usually in alignment with what I'm looking for in my own life, which is always kind of funny to me. So this is a show so that you can get answers from a higher level of existence. Let's call it that. Usually we look within our own minds for the answers. Well, our own mind does have all of the information about everything that has ever happened to us in this lifetime. But if we're dealing with a situation and we're looking for a new way of dealing with it, our mind doesn't have that information stored in it. It has the old patterns and habits and traditions and all of that stored in it. And sometimes we need to get past that in order to find what other options there are for us. And so that's why I was guided to create this show, so that you'd have a place to call in and to see what other options are available to you to get you out of that pattern that you've been living in all of your life. So if you have questions about your life, and it doesn't really matter to me what part of your life the question is, although if you're looking to change someone else, I can tell you right now that's not going to happen. Guidance will show you what you need to change within you to change your life, but it's not going to start changing other people to make your life better. It's up to you to make your changes. So if you have a question, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget that when you call in, you need to press the number 1 so that I get that lovely symbol on my studio board and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, I have absolutely no problem with just letting you listen. It is completely up to you. All right, so let's go to, And if you want to learn more about me or what I do, then go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there is lots of information on that website. There's even some healing work that you can do on yourself. So there's absolutely no reason why you can't just start doing it right now. All right, now am I supposed to talk about anything else? No. Okay. All right, then we are going to go to our first caller. And our first caller is, I think this is Nathaniel. Let's see.
Hey, good morning, Barbara.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Really good.
Good. You sound good. Your energy feels good.
Yeah, I mean, it's 9 o'clock here, so sometimes at 7 o'clock I haven't really woken up yet.
Ah, that's true. This is your sleep in and catch the show day. So
yeah.
What's going on in your life?
Well, I've been working 6 days a week here and, you know, getting things kind of sorted out here and taking care of business. I found a really nice pair of shoes.
Uh-huh.
I really was glad to do that. I found out my brother's wife threw away my shoes because they were dirty.
Yeah,
you know, she's really in a kind of a phobic about, you know, germs.
Oh.
And you can't walk barefoot in the house, and you can't walk with shoes in the house. You have to walk, you have to have indoor sandals that never go outside. And I set them, you know, by the door, you know, Chinese tradition, you know, you set them inside or outside, you know, set them inside the door. And I was thinking, wait, where are my size 11s? I got the 10s and they turned my toes purple, 10 and a half.
Uh-huh.
But I got a 10 and a half at this new place. And sometimes I go out to construction sites and they got a lot of dirt, you know, maybe mud or something. And
right.
I cleaned them up. I guess they were dirty. And where are my shoes? So, and then I had some other stuff, some vitamins like collagen and some other stuff I had in a thing. And she threw away and gave me the container. She goes, "Oh, I'll give you the container." And she goes, "Oh, just the other, you know, eat Chinese food or something," she said. I said, "Oh." Sometimes she, you know, if my brother eats a sourdough piece of toast, she'll put water on it and flush it down the garbage disposal or something. She got some really nice tuna fish my brother had, and she goes, "Eat my food," and she put water on it, threw it down the sink.
Oh,
it's
my
really,
goodness.
Really strange. But sometimes she'll eat it herself, make herself the sacrificial lamb or something. So she's really, you know, has breakdowns and is kind of disabled or, you know, unstable. So.
Okay, okay.
So I'm glad not to be living with her.
Hopefully she'll get help to take care of that. Yeah, it's a good thing you got out of that environment. That would drive me crazy. So how is your space? Are you loving it? Have you been doing your music?
It has a, you know, has a big TV and a pool table outside. It's a must be 3,000 or 4,000 square feet house or something, and it's a pretty quiet neighborhood. It's by the lakes. It's called Bridgeway Lakes or something, and there's a mess of like 100 ducks. Those big ducks with the big wings up there that sit around and drink water. They're pretty to watch.
So have you been doing it?
You know, I haven't got time to have it. I'm running around doing different things, but I wanted to buy a guitar today. I have another guitar, but it's an electric guitar, so I don't know if it'll be good for just going out somewhere. So I was thinking about buying a guitar today. Actually, but I have a lot of credit card debt, but I'm just going to just forego that and get down to Guitar Center.
Okay, because your music is waiting to come out. You need to let it out.
It is. today's the first day of the year, actually, too. I saw that yesterday, that in the Mayan calendar, that, you know, today's the first day of the sun being in Leo, totally, you know, not in the cusp or something. And so it's like the first day of the year, so it's a good day to start anew today.
Yeah.
The Mayan
well, actually,
galactic
today is a great day to start, but yeah, that works.
What did you say?
Actually, any day is a great day to start.
Yeah.
You know, we have these beliefs that you start things on the first of the year or on Mondays or whatever it is, but actually none of that really makes any difference at all. You can start anything at any time, and it's a great time.
Okay.
So get that guitar and start playing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Probably head down. It's right by work, so if I got to be at work at 2, I'll head down there at 1 or so and pick something out.
Okay. Well, terrific. It sounds like you are ready to make some progress, and that is good.
Yeah.
So let's do a few of the Dear Innate statements about moving forward with your music, because that really is an important part of your life. Okay. Dear Innate, I am a musician.
Dear Innate, I am a musician.
Dear Innate, I was born to make music.
Dear Innate, I was born to make music.
Dear Innate, I accept the musician in me.
Dear Innate, I accept the musician in me.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my musical endeavors.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward in my music endeavors.
Dear Innate, I have the music in me.
Dear Innate, I have the music in me.
Dear Innate, I spend time every day expressing my music.
Dear Innate, I spend time every day expressing my music.
Dear Innate, I feel so alive.
Dear Innate, I feel so alive.
Dear Innate, my life is magical.
Dear Innate, my life is magical.
Dear Innate, I accept the changes within me.
Dear Innate, I accept the changes within me.
Dear Innate, I am creating what I dream.
Dear Innate, I am creating what I dream.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
So I'm just sick at her. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You are welcome. And, you know, find that perfect guitar, the one that feels just right to you. It's waiting.
I kind of want to get one. Last time I got one about 7 months ago when I took it back, but you couldn't plug it in. You know, you'd have to buy like a pickup or something. So I kind of want to get something, you know, you could plug in real easy. You know, that way, you know, I won't have problems, you know, going bigger, you know, getting, you know, plugging into something.
It may not need to be a plug-in. It may just need to be a guitar that you are going to use for you. It's more about what you're doing for you.
Okay.
That's what it feels like. It feels like it's more about you than anything else right now.
I kind, of looking for a guitar that's kind of easier to play, because sometimes, you know, if you got to play for an hour or two or three or four, you know, you want a guitar that's kind of easy to play, because it's kind of can get tough if you got a tough playing guitar.
Yeah, this one feels really comfortable. It feels like it fits you. So find something that fits you. Make that your priority.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Barbara. You're the best.
You're
the best.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And for some reason, my computer screen is not showing me the lovely symbols of the number ones. I don't get this. So I'm just going to click on everybody. So if you've called in, I will click on you. So be patient. Our next caller is from area code 415.
Oh, you got the message. I sent you... a message on Facebook. I was like, the one button's not working, and then I didn't hear back from you, and I said, I'm going to send you the message telepathically. No, I know. I can see when you get it. So I was like, I'm going to just send you the message telepathically. I was like, otherwise, you know, whatever. So good. You got the message. Good job, Barbara. I wasn't sure if you're going to be receptive to it. So good. Cool. My tower works. Good to know.
So what is up with you today, Blair?
So I had a fantastic night's sleep last night. I actually went to sleep at 6:30. Yes, 6:30. I was tired. And I woke up maybe, I think at 12 o'clock, I had some food. I was up for like 2 hours. I watched a TV show. And then I went to sleep again till like 8 o'clock, and I was just like laying in bed, which I haven't done in years. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe the DRNA statements worked. We'll just put it out like that. I think something definitely shifted, because I had a very relaxed sleep. It was great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So with that said, there is, I wrote down some things. I think this is when I was up in the middle of the night, related to past life stuff. So I still would like to go through some of these. You know what I realized? Have you seen that show, Designated Survivor?
I'm not sure.
It's okay. I think you would probably know. It's about, like, the president gets, like, the whole Capitol building gets blown up, and like they have to find a new president. It's about like a lot of conspiracy stuff. It's really good. So I'm just like watching it on Netflix, like one after the next, and it's bringing up a lot of it's things that I've always known, but like it's stuff that I want to clear with these dear innates. Having to be like having to do with like being assassined or tortured or poisoned and it just brings to a deeper level like an understanding of like why I've liked conspiracy stuff so much over the years, because like that's been my world for many past lifetimes. So I'm gonna read through some of these things, and then maybe we can do this stuff together to clear it, because all this is just like a massive dump this week. This is like the theme. So fear.
Do we need to read through it, or do we just need to clear the whole conspiracy out to get you kind of energy?
Yeah, we can start there. I mean, there's definitely certain elements that I want to cover, like about being poisoned, and like, because I still carry those to these day. Like, I'm afraid of having, like, I want to have a personal chef, but I'm afraid of that because I'm afraid that they might poison me. So, like, yeah.
Okay. let's go through what they're giving me, and then we'll check and see if we need to add anything else.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right, so just repeat after me. Dear innate, I release all past life connections to conspiracy.
Dear innate, I release all past life connections to conspiracy.
Dear innate, I release the need to create conspiracies in my own life.
What would I do then? It's a lot of fun. Dear innate, I release the need to create all conspiracies in my life.
Dear innate, I forgive those who conspired against me in every lifetime.
Dear innate, I forgive all those that conspired against me in all past lifetimes.
No, in every lifetime. We're including this one.
Dear innate, I forgive all those that have conspired against me in all lifetimes.
Dear innate, I recognize that I always have a choice.
Dear innate, I recognize that I always have a choice.
Dear innate, I am choosing to see the good in life.
Dear innate, I'm choosing to see the good in life and people.
Dear innate, I am choosing to experience the good in life.
Dear innate, I'm choosing to experience the good in life.
Dear innate, I no longer need to worry.
Dear innate, I no longer need the worry.
Dear innate, I release the whole idea of worry.
Dear innate, I release the whole idea of worry.
Dear innate, I release all of the doubts and fears from this and all other lifetimes.
Dear innate, I release all the doubts and fears from this and all lifetimes.
Dear innate, I no longer feel my body is threatened.
Dear innate, I no longer feel that my body is threatened.
Dear innate, I am safe.
Dear innate, I am safe.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, God watches over me.
Dear innate, God watches over me.
Dear innate, I have eternal life.
Dear innate, I have eternal life.
Dear innate, no one can harm me.
Dear innate, no one can harm me.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am a victim of what others do.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am a victim to what others do.
Dear innate, I release victimhood from all my lifetimes.
Dear innate, I release victimhood from all my lifetimes.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, victimhood is in the past and it no longer applies.
Dear innate, victimhood is in the past and it no longer applies.
Dear innate, I am free.
Dear innate, I am free.
You take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I feel suspicious. Like I feel like I don't know if I can really trust what we just went through, because it's like, well, what about the possibility of the car being hacked? What about, like, someone possibly shooting? I don't want to say anything, but, like you get, I don't want to add any pronouns to that. There's like certain things that have like been on my mind forever. Like, I'm not really sure if that's cleared it. Like, that's sort of suspicious.
Okay. Dear Renee, even though my ego may not agree, I am releasing victimhood.
Dear Renee, even though my ego might not agree, I am releasing victimhood.
Dear Renee, even though this goes against what I've experienced in past lives, I am releasing victimhood.
Dear Renee, even though this goes against what I've experienced in past lives, I am releasing victimhood.
Dear Renee, even though there's part of me that does not want to do this, I am releasing victimhood.
Yeah, it's like I can't let down my guard. Dear Renee, even though there's a big part of me that doesn't want to do this, I am releasing victimhood.
Dear Renee, I am letting it all go.
Dear Renee, I am letting it all go.
Dear Renee, victimhood is no longer a part of who I am.
Dear Renee, victimhood is no longer a part of who I am.
Dear Renee, I am making a choice.
Dear Renee, I am making a choice.
Dear Renee, I am choosing to be free.
Dear Renee, I'm choosing to be free.
Dear Renee, I am calling back all of the power I have given to victimhood.
Dear Renee, I'm calling back all the power I gave to victimhood.
Dear Renee, this power is mine.
Dear Renee, this power is mine.
Dear Renee, no one uses my power against me.
Dear Renee, no one uses my power against me.
Dear Renee, this is my commandment.
Dear Renee, this is my commandment.
Dear Renee, I stand firm in who I am choosing to be.
Dear Renee, I am standing firm in who I am choosing to be.
And take a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
Yeah, I still feel like sort of quizzical, like suspicious, like maybe even a little suspicious of you. I feel like she doesn't want to clear this. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could trust you. Like, this is trusting. And it also makes me understand it much more deeper, too. Like, why I've been so suspicious of, like had trust issues, like, basically my whole life. Like, I just make a lot of sense on a deeper level, you think.
Yeah. Yeah, if you feel that people have done you harm in the past, this life or in any others, then it makes it difficult for you to trust, because then there's that little part of you saying, but what if they want to hurt me?
Yeah, I always think that people are out to get me. Like, I truly believe that you and DC talk about me. Like, there's just always, like, I always have thoughts like that.
It's interesting, because DC and I have never talked about you. We deal with you on the show and never talked about you. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get together with the DC and start talking about you. No, just kidding.
No, but it's like that's a typical thing that I have that with everybody. Like I when there's more than like me and somebody else gathered, like I always feel like they're, and a lot of times it has been the case, behind my back they have been talking about it. Or conspiring.
Well, if you are
something.
Creating it, then yes, then they're going to do it.
It's just one of those
through
things.
On what you're creating.
Yeah, it's one of those patterns, but it, again, it's just been that experience, like, from childhood and then beyond that, like in past life, I've just always had to be like this, like very alert. I'm not saying I enjoy it. I'm just saying it's just like the way it's been.
Okay. Dear Renate, I released the pattern.
Because like the thought also, like, I know this is like totally bizarre thought, but it's like, there are certain things on this list. Hey, Barbara didn't want to go down the list. Like, is she going to be responsible if something happens to me? It's just like one of these, like, it's just like, it's like, that's like the distortion that comes in. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I am safe. I don't know if I can trust this. What's going on with her on another level? Like, it's weird. So I'm just sharing. That's it.
Okay.
Sharing's caring. Yeah.
Dear Renate, I release the pattern.
Dear Renate, I release the pattern.
Dear Renate, I release the need to hang on to the patterns.
I mean, this totally changes my whole identity. Dear Renate, I release the need to hang on to these patterns.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of changing my identity.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of changing my identity.
Dear Renate, I release the fear that I don't know who I will be.
Dear Renate, oh, it's making me a little teary, like almost like on the verge of throw up and teary. Dear Renate, I don't know who I would be.
Dear Renate, I release the fear that I don't know who I will be.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of I don't know who I would be.
Dear Renate, I release the doubt that my life could actually get better.
Dear Renate, I release the doubt that my life can actually get better.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Renate, even though I don't really know how, and I don't really believe that it's even possible, I'm letting you.
I mean, we're talking about centuries. We're talking about, like, literally, like, centuries. Dear Renate, even though I don't know how and I don't even think it's possible, I let it go.
Dear Renate, even though I don't want to let it go, I let it go.
Dear Renate, even though I don't want to let it go, I let it go. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I don't want to stay with anyone. I don't feel safe in their house, like even if I lock the door. Like, it's just a fucking crazy making my whole life. Like, this is, like, oh, I feel it in my throat, lump in my throat. It's like everything is about protection.
Even though protection has ruled my life, I am changing my relationship with trust.
Dear Renate, even though protection has ruled my life, I am changing my relationship with trust.
Deep breath.
Jeez, how did I even get wrapped up in this? And like, why? Like, it
doesn't
just seems like so. I know, but it just, well.
No, there is no but. It doesn't matter. You're just simply letting it go now. Dear Innate, I forgive all of the conspirators from my past lives.
I mean, you must have been one of them. I could say that almost 100%. Like everyone I meet these days, because that's what it happens. Like you meet people from past lives. So it really is sort of like, how could I ever possibly be safe? Because you're meeting people from like, again, like that totally makes me understand why I've held myself back in my career. And it also totally makes sense on why my soul has been pushing forward like so strongly and why all this stuff really needs to clear, because that is the why I have not let myself, that is like really, I think at the core of it, well, not to make it so dramatic, but like, or significant, but like, I think that I know that's why I've held myself back, because it's the fear of like these reconnections of like, why would I want to see these people again? Okay, so what did you say? Dear Innate.
Dear Innate, I forgive all of the conspirators from my past lives.
Dear Innate, I forgive all the conspirators from my past lives.
Dear Innate, I cut all of the connections to all of the conspirators from my past lives.
Dear Innate, I cut all the connections from all the conspirators from all of my past lives.
Dear Innate, even though I don't want to let this go, I cut the connections to the patterns of being a victim.
Dear Innate, even though I don't want to let this go, I cut all the patterns to
all of the connections to all of the patterns.
The patterns of all the conspiracies of the past lives. It's like purposely like screwing with your head. So, dear Innate, I cut all of the patterns to all
I
of the
cut
connections.
All of the connections to all of the patterns of being a victim.
Dear Innate, I cut all the connections to all of the patterns of being a victim in all lifetimes, past lifetimes. That's a tough sentence.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, my past lives do not rule me.
Dear Innate, my past lifetimes do not rule me.
Dear Innate, I have the power to change.
Dear Innate, I have the power to change.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to change.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to change.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to completely let it all go.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to completely let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath.
You know, for the last, it's been building over the last couple months, but it came into my awareness again, like last month, that I was making connections with several like soulmates of the opposite sex, and they were all kind of dark. And I was wondering, like, I started thinking about it, you know, again, like a month or two ago, that I was like, why are so many of these like past, these like soulmates, like really have like some dark energy to them, like dark elements, and like just really dancing with that dark side. And I was like, I must have dark energy within me like that. Like that, like, it was just really sort of mind-boggling. And now with all this stuff coming up about, again, I've known this. It's weird because you, like, know it your whole life. But just, again, a different level of awareness. And it's like, you know, I realize on how karma works a little bit more, because I see on how people have done whatever in past lifetimes, which also makes me even more so curious as far as, like, what do I make of all this? Like, what was I doing in past lifetimes? Like, it just seems, like, sort of crazy. And also fun. Like, a lot of fun also. Like, I like, exciting. Like, that was, like, exciting to me. And a certain element of even in this lifetime, I mean, why do I even like the show that I'm watching? It's exciting, like the twists and the turns. I mean, so I think that, you know, like I realize that with karma, it's not that what happens is like you come back in another lifetime and you're the one who's doing the dark stuff to yourself. Like you're the one who's creating those things to punish yourself. Like, that's just really been coming, yeah, that's been coming to my awareness, like, a lot on how, because, again, that reflection that I've seen in, like, in some of the soulmates, like, the dark ones, like, I've seen on how, like, drugs have taken them down, or, like, one was, like, killing himself off with cancer, and, like, had his wife committed suicide, and, like, he was framed for it, and, like, it was, like, crazy. Like, stuff that you would read about in movies. Like, again, like this TV show I'm watching. It's, like, crazy stuff like that. And it's, like, I mean, what do you make of all this stuff? I mean, I bring to you, like, we go through, like, deep stuff. Like, since the moment we've met, like, we've been clearing, like, deep stuff. Like, in dark stuff. And I lived through my own traumatic conspiracy thing of in this lifetime too, like it's fascinating and also like crazy and like interesting and like wow, like what do you make of all this? You're like, I just let it all go. But come on, Barbara, let's get real. What do you make of all this?
What I make of it is that we really are the ones who are creating our lives, and we are creating every aspect of our existence by attracting to us whatever it is we have decided is true for us. And so if you have decided that, you know, people are out to kill you or whatever the theory is you've come up with, you tend to attract people into your life that have that component to them, that are ready to fulfill that role because they're doing it out of love for you so that you can get past what you've been through and start being who you truly are. So I don't see it as right or wrong, good or bad, any of that. I've let that go for the most part. Instead, I'm usually looking to see what is it that I really need to let go of? What is this showing me about me that it's time for me to let go of? I don't make it about the other person, the situation, whatever happened in the past. I make it about now and me and what's important to me and who I am choosing to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about, well, not we, us necessarily, but like we, certain people in the spiritual community, like talk about how like for so many people, this lifetime is really to do that, like, basically that karmic dump. And I know that I have been clearing karma my whole life to really release it. And it's like, this just, for me, this experience of, again, this, it's basically been this week on how it's been coming up, like, big time into my awareness, just to, like, really let it go, is, like, wow. Like, I'm always talking about how people repeat relationship patterns, like, one after the next, but it's, like, this takes it to a whole other level. It's, like, you're repeating it from one lifetime to the next. It's not just in this lifetime that you're, like, keep finding whatever type of partner or whatever type of experience. Like, you're doing it from one, like how many lifetimes have you, have I, have anybody else, like, just repeated the same things that you're doing in this lifetime? Like, it is, wow, it's just mind-boggling. And well, I just don't have words for it. It's just,
when
you
look,
like, that
all stops. From a perspective of beyond the physical, beyond being human, then it's all just, it's all really just kind of like a bunch of movies, and you've played different parts in all of these movies, and they've had different outcomes, and some of them have been exciting, and some of them have been tragic, and some of them have been comedies, and it really doesn't matter what any of them has been, because in each one, you are learning different lessons. If you learn the lesson, there's no need to ever go back through those lifetimes. I mean, because you've gotten what you needed to get out of them. Now, if you haven't learned the lessons, then there are themes that will be repeated lifetime after lifetime after lifetime until you learn the lesson. It doesn't matter whether you've had that theme twice or if you've had that theme 20,000 times. It doesn't matter. It's already done. It's over. You're dealing with now. You're dealing with who you are now in this lifetime. What is important to you now in this lifetime? What you are letting go of now in this lifetime? Who are you becoming now in this lifetime? So all of that other stuff that happened, yeah, that's interesting, and it can be a little mind-boggling if you want to go and look at all of it, but you don't really need to. What you need to do is decide who it is you are ready to be now, and that's what you work on.
Yeah, I think that we're all, at the end of the day, I'm talking about at the end of the day of all lifetimes, you're just looking for the light. You're looking to become that, like, fully actualized person, like, that doesn't have any of that baggage. That, you know, creating heaven on earth, like that magical light-filled being that has a human body. I think that's, well, I know, that's the end game.
No, it's not the ending. It's just a different beginning.
There is no ending. Right.
You are eternal.
Right.
You will never die. This will never end. It'll just change.
Have you been doing a dump of all these past life things too? Like, why is this coming up in for you on these calls too?
I've been clearing stuff out from this lifetime and past lifetimes for, okay, they say eons, so apparently this is just normal. And I know for me personally, I've come to the point of accepting that, yeah, in past lives, I've done some things and had some things done that, frankly, I don't want to repeat. And I've forgiven myself, I've forgiven everybody involved, so that I don't even need to be in that energy anymore. And it's brought a lot more peace to my own life. And that's what I like. I look for those things that are going to bring me peace. I don't stay stuck in the energy of it, because what I want is the peace. I want to get to the other side. You've spent a lot of time staying stuck in the energy of it. And now you are beginning to realize that you don't have to stay stuck. You can simply move to the other side and have the peace.
What was the benefit of staying stuck in it?
I don't know. What did you get out of it?
I don't know. Well,
it.
Interesting
conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get benefits out of everything.
What else were you going to say besides interesting conversations?
Sometimes we get the benefit of having an excuse for not moving forward, an excuse for why our lives aren't working, an excuse for why no one loves me, an excuse for why I can't do this. And it's all because, well, in the past, you know, it's like those people who are talking to you about their life and they're telling you that they want to heal their life. They want to move past it. And yet every time you meet them, all they're doing is telling you what's wrong. They're still staying focused in what's wrong. They're not moving past it. They're just deeply in what's wrong. And even when you point it out to them, okay, if you really want to get past this, you need to let it go. You need to find something else to talk about. Don't tell me about what's wrong. And the next time you see them, they start in on what's wrong. Because that is what they're comfortable with.
You know what, also, that is dark energy, like that victimhood, that being stuck, and it's very hard to get.
It doesn't matter if it's light or dark. It doesn't matter if it's light or dark. Don't attach all those labels to it, and don't attach things that say, oh, well, this label means it's going to be harder. Don't go through that. Don't do that.
I think I'm past that, but I'm just saying, like, I understand it better now because it's like quicksand. It sucks you in. So you have to really have that, like, you have to build up that that strength within you to be like, I'm not doing this anymore. I want out. I want out. Because you have to keep pulling yourself out of it. That's the way I look at it. Like, that's what I realize now as far as, like, what with my journey of, because now I've built up the strength enough that I'm basically like, hell no. Like, when that stuff comes around, I'm like, no, no, no. That's it. We're staging. We'll take a shower. We'll go outside. Like, before I didn't know that I needed to have that strength to pull myself out of it. I think there's an education factor that people don't realize. Like, you, when you're first pulling yourself out of it, you really have to have, well, that knowledge that you have to pull yourself out of it. It doesn't just, you have to have that internal, like, that strength, that warrior. You have to find that warrior within yourself that it's like, no, I want a different experience. No, I want the light. I mean, I know you don't like doing that, but for me, it's a good teaching, understanding point for me. And I think for other people too, you know, like I never used to talk about dark and light, but then these teachings came in for me and it just helped me get it on a deeper level.
Okay.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you very much. Feel awesome.
Well, great. Wonderful.
Good. All right. Good. We'll close down this chapter.
Okay.
Well, we did it like 3 times this week, so it was like really coming up big time of like dump it, dump it, dump it. So, yeah, cool. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have
a
great day now.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, let's see if the computer is going to work. Come on, computer. There we go. Our next caller is my favorite number, 111111111. Hello, who's this?
I am that I am, ever changing, eternally, transforming from this to that, that to this. How are you?
I'm great, Queen. How are you?
I am great, grateful, awesome. Changing.
Wonderful.
Indeed. Word and thought. Full of wonder. Magic. Is my friend. Well, I would like to hear what I'm supposed to hear in this moment in time. I've spoken, now I'll listen.
Okay.
want to show me these visions. They don't just show you the vision and then you'd know. Okay. So I'm seeing these beautiful goddesses. I'm not supposed to count them. Is there a significance to the number? No, there's not. Okay. And it's like they're waving these, it's like they're waving these columns of air, and when they do, it just turns into these mists that are different colors and textures, and they just float over you. And so I hear that you are now going through this, it's almost like a spiral of mist, but it's also kind of just like a circle of mist, but it's more than one goddess who's creating the mist. This is difficult to put into words. Okay. So this is part of your mystical times. I don't know if mist and myths have been coming up a lot for you in the last few days. It just feels like that's the energy around you now.
Okay.
All right, so what do you guys want to say about that? This is, we want you to realize that this is a part of you tapping into even more of your own power, even more of who you actually are. There are times when you realize that you are beyond what your mind can even comprehend. But most of the time, you spend your time being in that body, being that beautiful goddess in that body, yes, but you are still being in that body. And it's time for expansion. It's time for you to expand on your whole perceptions of you, your life, and everything you are creating. It's not so much a matter of us telling you that you need to do this or you need to do that or whatever. It's more of you accepting the expansion of you to a deeper level, to a level that you have not gone to before. And when you are in that expansion of you, you allow yourself to utilize all of you, the physical you, the you coming from your heart, the you from your soul, the you that is part of divinity, all of you, so that you are living that bigger life. You are seeing that bigger picture and experiencing that phenomenal you. So we encourage you to check in with us. Find what it is that we want to show you, to guide you to, so that you can begin incorporating even more of those other levels of you into the physical you. So instead of having separate levels of you, you have one level that includes all of you. We hope that this makes sense to you. And they're saying this is the same thing we've been having Barbara Grace go through, in which case you've got my sympathies. Because with me it meant hibernation. It meant sleeping for days on end. I'm not sleeping as much as I used to because today I've been up for a few hours and I'm feeling good. But it meant sleeping. I gave up eating and, you know, and really everything else because I was having these amazing dreams that I can't explain, I can't remember, but I know they were incorporating changes that I'm going through. so that I can do things now, not just based on the physical me, but also from my heart, from my soul, from my divineness. And it's still coagulating, although I don't really like that word for it, but it's still in the process. And this is what they want you to also go through in your own way. Does any of that help? Does any of that make sense?
It makes sense that even though you started, even though I don't know how, those are some words of yours, even though you started with something about, why don't they give you the vision to me? But now that makes sense because it was supposed to, in addition to fortifying my evolution and my magnificence and my being, to unify and satisfy your path, and that you really know that you're not alone anyway, but you really know that you're not alone through my similarities at this moment in, tears want to come at this moment in time. And that as we spend more time or share more time, utilize more time in the realms that are yet to be explored, that we will be together again, my sister, and laugh, clap hands, and dance, and remember,
yeah,
how we got there. That's what I got.
One of the things that they're telling me is that we, you and I, are supposed to do some work today. So what time do you want to do it?
I want to say I'm at your pleasure. But you pick a time and you pick a time and I'll be available. So you can text me or call me or text is better. That'll give me a little bit of time to be there. But I'm here at your pleasure.
Okay. Okay. So why don't we connect on the phone in 1 hour?
So it is done. Until then.
All right. And I will talk to you then, and oh my goodness, I can't wait to see what happens. Okay.
Looking forward to that in the present.
Me too. All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in and for sticking with me. Okay. Even though I'm having a weird experience with phones on Blog Talk today, if you want to call in and ask a question, now is a good time. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. So one of the things I was mentioning with Queen that they now want me to kind of talk about is the fact that I've been in this hibernation. And I call it a hibernation because all I do is sleep. It's not as entrenching. I don't know why that word, but that's the one they gave me, as it was before. And it's been going on for about 9 days now. And when I say all I do is sleep, I'm talking about 23 and a half hours of every day I'm asleep.
which when I say it, that sounds like a heck of a lot of sleep. But when I'm doing it, it feels completely and totally natural. And I also find that I don't care about food. I don't care about eating. So I usually eat once a day. I usually eat about a cup of food. And I have a couple of times a day when I drink a little water. And that's it. And there's no cravings. There's no hunger. There's none of that other stuff that, you know, we associate with being in the physical. You have to have this. And it's very defining. You know, and there are some days when I'm awake for more than just a half an hour, because I do actually, you know, still with clients and classes that I do and the radio shows. For the most part, I've been awake during those, but almost immediately at the end of those, I just go lay down, because that's what my body is telling me, to just go lay down. And sometimes I think, okay, I'm going to lay down, and I'll probably sleep for about 30 minutes, and then I'll get up and I'll do whatever. And the next time I open my eyes, it's 2 or 3 hours later, sometimes as many as 8 hours later. So, you know, I need to make sure that if I have something I'm scheduled to get up for, I set an alarm. Otherwise, I don't. And everyone who lives here in the house with me knows that I'm going through this interesting phase. And so if they find me asleep, it just means I'm asleep. And they want to do the traditional things and say, oh, well, you should go to the doctor. You should go to the hospital and have them check you out. But I already know that if they checked me out, there wouldn't be anything wrong with me, because there isn't anything wrong with me. I'm simply shifting. So that's what I was talking about when I was saying the hibernation. Now, what's coming out of this is a change to the way that I do healing work. And I'm still working with the new way, so I'm not really ready to start explaining it to anybody, because I don't necessarily truly understand it. But instead of working on the physical level, on the 3D level, the work that I do is working on the soul level of the heart, and the 3D are included in it. So it's like taking the healing work to the soul level and eventually to the divine level, so that it is all-encompassing. So that it is having a phenomenal effect on people. And the people that I've tried it on, it usually takes about 30 minutes. And it's taking them to a level of joy and peace that they haven't necessarily experienced before. So it's just one of those works in progress, and I'm looking forward to what's going to come as a result of it, what this is bringing into my life, because it is bringing change within me as I am helping them. And it's interesting, because one of the changes that it's bringing within me is to really start recognizing what I want to change, the desire to change within me. It's helping me recognize the value of me, and recognize it in such a way that I give myself the opportunity and the freedom to experience things, to knowingly experience things in a way that I haven't before. And I don't know if any of this is making any sense to anyone. But it makes sense to me. in its own way. It really does. So that's what I'm going through. That's how my life is changing. And it's opening me up to a future that really I can't put into words. But it's going to be so much more than things have been in the past. And so as I learn more and more about this and start working with it more and more, then I will probably put something on the website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and I don't know what it will be called because I don't know if anybody else actually does this, but this is something that I am learning to do for myself as well as others. So it gives you something to look forward to if you want something new to try out. Then please, you know, connect with me. So if you have a question, we still have a few more minutes. The number is 646-716-5045. And right now, if you call in, you will be the next caller. So this is your opportunity to know that you can get the answers that you're looking for right now in this moment. And if no one wants to call or if no one has any questions, I have no problems with ending the show early. Because then I can take a nap. No, just kidding. Because I know that there's so much more to life than there used to be. This really feels good, and it feels weird, but it does feel good. And I find that things that I used to be concerned about, I'm not concerned about anymore. It's like I've released the concern. Doesn't mean that I have released whatever it is that I do, because I can still do anything that I want to do. But there's nothing eating away at me ever about anything. Even about the things that I was supposed to do and didn't do. It's totally okay with me. It's a sense of freedom. And you know, freedom is one of my big things. One of the things that I really want out of life is to be free. And this is bringing me freedom to a degree that I haven't felt before. And just to give you an example, I wear glasses. And so I have a pair of old glasses that I probably should have thrown away, but, you know, just in case. And then I have the glasses that I wear every day. And last night, this screw came out of my glasses. And without my glasses, I can't see to find the screw. So, you know, it's one of those kind of situations. But it didn't upset me. And instead I thought, okay, well, I'll just sweep the floor and see if the screw's in the dustpan. So I sweep the floor, and I don't see the screw in the dustpan. And I look away at something, and I look back, and there's the screw. So I don't know if it was there, and I had just decided I couldn't see the screw. But, you know, once I looked away and kind of changed the mindset sort of thing, the screw was there. So I took the screw out of the dustpan, and you need a tiny little screwdriver to put the screw in. Well, I don't have a tiny little screwdriver. And so I was working with my fingernail because it's actually quite long and it is actually thick enough to fit in the screw place. So I'm working with it to get the screw in. And it's not doing what I wanted to do. And so instead of being upset about it, I simply dug out the old pair of glasses, which are not perfect. There's this line running down the middle of my eye that I can actually see when I'm wearing the glasses, which tells you how big it must be on the outside. But anyway, so I took the old glasses out of their case, put the glasses and the screw in the case, set them aside, and now I'm wearing the old glasses. Now, if this had happened at a different time in my life, the first thing I would have done this morning was figure out where I could go to either get a screwdriver or get someone to fix these glasses, because then I could wear the glasses that I want to wear instead of the glasses that I am wearing. And actually, never crossed my mind when I woke up. It didn't cross my mind till I was sitting here looking over and I saw the glasses case and realized, oh, I got to take those glasses and get the screw tightened up. Now, that may happen today and it may happen next week. It really isn't important to me. Now, it's something that I'm going to do, but there's no real necessity to it. There's no energy to it. There's no, I don't even know what word to use to describe that. But I have the freedom. I have the freedom to get them fixed whenever I want to get them fixed, or to find someone who has one of those little screwdrivers, or maybe I have one hidden somewhere, who knows. But there's no urgency. That kind of describes a lot of what I'm feeling now. I hope that makes some kind of sense. Anyway, we're going to go to the caller from Area 415. Let's see if the computer will do its thing. Come on, computer. There we go. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. What can I do for you today?
I would like you to look at my relationships. I have kind of more men are coming forward now, but I just want to tweak it into more of what I'm really looking for. You know, what I can do with really finding a deeper match.
Okay. All right, so we are going to do some of those dear innate statements to make some changes within you and your belief system, which changes
right.
who you attract into your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear innate, I am ready for love.
Dear, it's
innate.
Just so loud in the back. Dear innate, I am ready to love.
Dear innate, I allow love.
Dear innate, I allow love.
Dear innate, I deserve love.
Dear innate, I deserve love.
Dear innate, I am creating love.
Dear innate, I am creating love.
Dear innate, I see the love within me.
Dear innate, I see the love within me.
Dear innate, I feel the love within me.
Dear innate, I feel the love within me.
Dear innate, I am brave and exciting.
Dear innate, I am brave and exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dear innate, I have a wonderful sense of humor.
Dear innate, I have a wonderful sense of humor.
Dear innate, I am open-minded and sensuous.
Dear innate, I am open-minded and sensuous.
Dear innate, I am confident and compassionate.
Dear innate, I am confident and passionate.
Dear innate, I am attracting the right man into my life.
Dear innate, I am attracting the right man into my life.
Dear innate, I am creating an amazingly deep relationship.
Dear innate, I am creating an amazingly deep relationship.
Dear innate, I love being in love.
Dear innate, I love being in love.
Dear innate, I love being loved and adored.
Oh, loved. Dear innate, I love being loved.
And adored.
And adored.
Dear innate, I love having someone to love and adore.
Dear innate, I love having someone to love and adore.
Dear innate, my heart is wide open to love.
Dear innate, my heart is wide open to love.
Dear innate, I always know who's perfect for me.
Dear innate, I always know
who's perfect for me.
His purpose for me?
No. Who is perfect for me?
Oh, who is perfect for me? Who I always know who is perfect for me.
Dear innate, I attract fun.
Dear innate, I attract fun.
Dear innate, I enjoy my life.
I enjoy my life. Dear innate, I enjoy my life.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, my relationships are getting better and better.
Dear innate, my relationships are getting better and better.
Dear innate, I always follow my heart.
Dear innate, I always follow my heart.
Dear innate, it is my time to shine.
Dear innate, it is my time to shine.
Take a nice deep breath. And now think about meeting that perfect someone. And tell me how that feels to you.
It feels peaceful, actually. That's what comes to my mind first. It feels relaxing and peaceful.
Okay. That gives you the freedom to just go out there, live your life, experience what you experience, have an amazing time at it, and know that everything is perfectly okay.
What do the guides say about the man that I'm dating now?
Okay. They're saying that you haven't opened up completely to him. Is there some reason you're holding yourself back?
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, definitely it's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to look within yourself and see what it is you're afraid of and get those fears out of your way.
No, I'm not. I'm not. He is. Yeah, he is very emotionally shut down. And when I open up, then he backs off.
Okay, so then ask yourself, why are you attracting a man who's not ready for you?
Right, yeah, that's what
Because there must be something you're afraid of. So, because you've attracted him.
Okay, right.
So
yeah,
what is it that you're still afraid of?
Right. I don't think I am. But I know it happened, so.
Yeah, there has to be something, otherwise he wouldn't be there.
Right, right.
And if he's not a fit for you, why are you hanging on to him? That's the other question.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I haven't really. I'm letting it go. Is there a dear innate about that? Anything I'm afraid of, or...
That's what I'm looking at to see what they're showing
okay,
me about.
Okay, great. Great.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being in a relationship.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being in a relationship.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of not being good enough.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of not being good enough.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being abandoned.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being abandoned.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being rejected.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being rejected.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being betrayed.
Dear Innate, I release any fear of being betrayed.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Innate, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Innate, I truly accept myself.
Dear Innate, I truly accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, you just got brighter, which is good.
Ooh,
we'll
yeah, my chest really hurts right now. I feel like a brick on my sternum.
Oh, okay. Dear Innate, I release the fear of changing my identity.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of changing my identity.
Dear Innate, this is my choice.
Dear Innate, this is my choice.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Now a nice deep breath.
Whew. Ooh, it moved up into my throat.
Okay. Dear Innate, I release the fear of expressing myself.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of expressing myself.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that no one will want to hear me.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that no one will want to hear me.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of saying the wrong thing.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of saying the wrong thing.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of being misunderstood.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of being misunderstood.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Deep breath. How's that?
Yeah, it's moving.
Dear Innate, I release the block.
Dear Innate, I release the block.
Nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, much better. My shoulders just went down.
Good, good. All right. So get out
right,
there and meet those wonderful men and let more love into your life.
Yes, thank you.
And have fun. Don't forget the fun.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's not a job.
That's right. Okay, let me know
all
how
right.
it goes.
All
right. All
right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. All righty. That is the show for today. Ooh, 14 seconds. Thank you all so much for listening.
I'll be back next week. Have a wonderful week. Lots of love to all of you. Bye-bye, everybody.